Ohio Republican Party Chair Jane Timken took the stage just after midnight on election night to declare a win for President Donald Trump.
It's the president's America First policies that resonate with Ohioans. I feel like we're going to have a good night. It's going to be close in the rest of the country. But I continue to believe that Americans and Ohioans believe in the American dream.
The results are still unofficial in Ohio. However, Trump has a lead of more than 470,000 votes in the state with more than 285,000 outstanding absentee and provisional ballots. The results watch party for the Ohio Republicans was an unusual event compared to past election nights. Instead of supporters gathering in a large ballroom, different Republican campaigns were set up in their own private rooms at a Westerville hotel with a live stream of the speakers once they took the stage. Among those speakers was U.S. Senator Rob Portman, who says Trump once again appealed to Ohioans with his economic message.
I'm confident that we will win Ohio. And I think the reason Republicans will win Ohio is very simple. The economic message really works here. And if you look at what happened in the economy for Ohio and for the country prior to the COVID crisis, you know, we were hitting on all cylinders.
Trump's success in Ohio was a continuation of what he saw in 2016, with the historically Democratic counties of Mahoning and Lorain flipping for the president. Republican strategist Mark Weaver says the election night results are a strong sign that Ohio is firmly a red state, a claim he made on election night 4 years ago. Weaver says people who used to align with Democrats are feeling forgotten by the party.
The big surprise is the fact that pieces of eastern Ohio that used to be Democrat, reliably so, are now turning Republican, with Mahoning County being perhaps the most prominent of those.
The night also went well for Republican legislative leaders. The Republican caucuses picked up seats in the Ohio House and Ohio Senate, expanding the existing supermajority in the state. But the GOP did split on the Ohio Supreme Court, with Justice Judy French losing and Justice Sharon Kennedy keeping her seat on the bench. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.